Hello everyone, welcome to Positive Inspirations, and this is the second episode of Be Positive. And it's like how to get success with positive attitude, or you can say like positivity is the first step for success. And here we have our guest, Mr. Hemant Dave. How are you, Mr. Dave?
I am fine.
So let's get started. So Hemant, what do you think, like being positive really helps to achieve success?
Yes, absolutely. Positivity is a first step to achieve success. If we are going to do any work, so we have to be positive, because if we are positive, then the result will also get positive. Okay,
that's really appreciating. And what do you feel about positive thinking?
Positive thinking is a big step in a success way. In the way of success, sorry. So if we are positive, so everything around us can be seen positive, right? So positive thinking must be there in every person, then only we can get a success.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So success is money, success is love, success is happiness. So how do you define success overall in major term?
In my term, success means a peace. Okay, if we are doing any work, then we can, from that work we are getting a positive result, so that's a peace for me. If I'm doing anything like my hobbies or my schedule or studies, etc., if I'm getting positive in that all things, then I'm getting success. Before my 9th standard, I was very lazy and all, so I was getting failure, and by that time I was being negative. I was thinking everything in negative way.
So you were negative because you were getting failures, right?
Yeah, and my parents, my friends, all are stalking and giving pressure that you are negative person, you are not doing anything. So from that pressure also I'm feeling negative. So after my 9th standard, when I was on my vacation, I went to Mahabaleshwar. The nature, and when the nature was good also at that time, I was feeling like that I'm in a hell. Why so? Because my parents and all were with me, so they were all pressuring me at that time also. Okay,
so Hemant, can you tell us like what was the main reason, what was the main source that was giving you a constant failure?
My main source of getting failure was negative, because I was not in my conscious mind, because I was not positive anymore. I was in a pressuring mood from all the way. I'm not feeling good because of my failures. Okay, so in my 9th standard I was fail once in main exam. I have given retest. My father was telling that you are not studying, you are wasting my money, you don't want to do anything. So from that depression also I felt negative about my father also, that why he is telling me all the time that you are not studying and you are not doing anything. So all that things, I became a negative person. I was not coming out from the negative vibes. I'm not getting any kind of positive vibes from any source.
So as you said, like you were negative, and that's why you were getting failure. But can you tell us what was making you feel negative, like pressure and all?
Can you repeat the question?
Like why you were negative, like a part of failure, what was making you negative?
My around nature was around nature was pressuring me to be a negative person. Because you know that anyone is hammering on you, you will also get a pressurity and you will blast sometime. So that was that moment also was there in my life, that I was not feeling any kind of positive vibes in around my nature. That's why I was getting failures, and I got negativity.
Okay, so can you tell us, like, if any person gets failure, it's obvious, like, he'll feel pressurized, he'll feel negativity, and that's obvious. But what is the solution, like, how to stand strong in failure situation? Because if you want to be successful, you'll have to get failures.
So from my point of view, if you want to come out from the if you come out from your failures and from the negativity vibes, so you, from my side, I was doing my favorite hobby, dancing. When I felt that I'm going to be a negative in anything, so I just lock myself in my room, and at full volume I'm dancing all the time. From that I felt peace and I'm getting the happiness. So from my point of view, whatever you like at that time you can do, you will definitely get the success, and you will definitely come into the positive vibes. You will get the positive vibes.
Okay, so as we know, like, for being positive, for being successful, we have to pass through failure, right? No one can be successful without failure.
Yes.
So it's just point how to stand strong in failures, right?
Don't be hyper at that time, okay? Don't be so angry, right?
Yeah.
You can face the problems, right? If you are getting any help, okay, means what I'm going to tell, that if you are feeling someone, you are feeling good with someone, then just go talk with them, talk freely, whatever you want. You can use abuse also in that talking, okay? But just share anything with your friends, brother, or any childhood friend, or you can share your talk with your GF also, your BF also, anything.
So Hemant, if we are positive, if we have just positive feelings, vibes, attitude, and still we get failure, what should we do and how to deal with that?
You are not in that moment, okay? Just wait to be a shine. Also, you can don't think that you are not getting success when you are positive or when you are in a good way. Just think that you are positive, that definitely the success you will get the success, okay? So don't be sad, or don't be going depression. Just think positive, do positive. If failures are coming, then the success will also come, okay?
So can you tell us, like, how to stay positive for being successful? Like, there are lots of people, like, if they are positive and they're getting failures and failures and failures, and as human behavior we are getting negative, like, so how to deal with that?
If you are positive person, okay, and then you are getting failures, you are going to negative person, just do one thing. Sit in a peaceful manner, or just sit around the nature, just breathe once, think that what happening, what the barriers are coming in your way, just solve that problem, and definitely you will get the success.
Recently you got lots of success, so how do you feel like how to turn to a positive person, and that helped you for being successful in many fields?
Right. When I was not getting success, I am on my failure way. Then I talk with my brother, whose name is Rahul. He is helping me a lot in many ways, right? So when I was not getting success, and I felt negative in my own, so I talked with him, and he told me that just be positive. He came to my house, and we gone to some places. He told me to do meditation, and I tried my best. Then slowly I was getting positive vibes, but not that much. So I talk again with him that brother, I'm not getting any success. I have done meditation also. So he suggested me that do whatever you like, right? If you are not liking studies, don't do studies.
At that time your motto was to get good score in exams.
Yes.
So if you will avoid success, if you will avoid your studies for being positive, how it will help for you to getting success in examinations?
Don't ignore studies, right? Leave studies for some time. If you are failures also get when you are bored from something. If you are constantly study for one day, 2 days, you are not doing anything, you are not doing any hobbies, so then also you will get failure. If you do more studies, then also you will get failure, right? So I'm not telling that ignore study. Leave study for some time and do whatever you like, right?
So as you said, that's absolutely correct. And do you think that being positive really helps to get out of negative vibes?
Yes, absolutely, man. I am sharing my my case that when I was feeling negative, when I am seeing negative, I started doing my favorite hobbies, gaming. I like to do my father's business jobs also. Means my father is having hotel. So I was a premature boy when I was 12. And when I was 12 years old, I like to go hotel. I like to do work of kitchen. I like to do work of accounts. So at that time, I go to my hotel. I do any type of work, whatever I like. Okay, so from that also I was getting positive vibes, right? So from my point of view, just do whatever you like, right? If you are getting failures, then also just think about positive.
Okay.
Go in that nature where positive vibes are coming, right? Don't think that you are getting failure, you will not success, you will not achieve your goal, right? If you are a study boy, right, then also you should do anything like enjoying games or any hobbies, right?
Okay, so as you know, we should be most positive for getting success, and we need to be patient. How to keep self motivated for being positive in our failure or bad situations?
If you are not self motivated person, then just do one thing. Don't talk with anybody, right? Just sit in a just sit alone. Think that what is going in your life, right? You will get the barriers that which are coming on your way. you will get the solution also to cross that barriers, right? And that's the thing.
Okay, so being humble is a part of positivity. Do you accept that?
Yes, being humble is a part of positivity. Means if any person is trying to give a negative vibes for your work, then also you will do that work with your positive vibes and you will get the success.
So what do you feel about we should listen people, we should take people's advice, or we should just focus on our mind, or we have to work on ourselves?
No, listen every person's suggestion, just listen every person's suggestion and do whatever your heart and your mind says.
Okay, so how do you connect failure with negativity?
Failure is a moment when you are depressed, you are pressuratic, and you are not getting any type of success, or you can't achieve any goal. So from that point of view, you will definitely go into the negative vibes. You will get the negative vibes.
Okay, yeah, that's absolutely correct. So as you say, you are getting lots of failure in your especially in your study.
Yes.
So if you want to get success in any field, you can say examinations, love, business, or whatever, so how to do the task, how to do things in our field without getting negativity?
When I was not in my mood.
For example, sorry to interrupting you.
Yeah.
And when you were a kid, you were getting failures in examinations. But whenever you wished to do something, for example, just take a mathematics subject, and if you're not getting answer, of course, you get disappointed. But in this kind of situations, how to stand again strong?
True. If you are not getting answer of anything, or you are not getting any solution of anything, just don't be depressed or don't be hyper. Just sit quietly and think about that, why, at what point you are wrong, and try to make it right.
And how can we make it right? Asking someone for help, or what kind of help we can get?
You can get any type of help, right? With your friends, with your families, with elder person of your house, right? So any kind of help you can take and come out over your barriers.
So Hemant, according to you, what are the main elements of positivity in success?
The main elements in positivity is a humbleness. You should be down to the earth, right? You don't try to be over smart, or don't try to be over confident in any work, right? Just be calm, right? Any type of attitude, don't try to be come over it, or don't do anything that from that you will get a failure, right? Don't do anything that you will get the failure from that.
So personally, what do you think when you became positive and you became you got sudden big success? Can you describe that? You became positive, you started to think from positive attitude, and it gave you success.
Yes, of course. Means I was not I was not trying to get the success, right? I was not trying to get the success, but I was a positive person, and from that I get the success in my 12th standard studies, because my friends and my teacher were also that kind of nature, right? So at that time, very positive vibes are coming, right? Because my friends are also very positive, my madam is also very positive, So from that nature, I got very positive vibes and I got very good results in my 12th board.
Before 12th, you surely got failures in examinations or any kind of that thing. But how do you deal with that? How do you feel like I don't have to give? I have to try again and again and again.
Yeah, I was not giving up in any failures. I was just trying to come over it. I was just trying to cross that barriers which are coming on my way, right? So I was weak in my studies. Okay, so when at that time I was not studying properly. I was just roaming here and there. I was liking to hang out with my friends. So I was distracting from my studies and I was going on wrong way. My uncle, who is my tutor also at that time, he pulled me back and showed me the right way, and I was on my track back and I got success at that time. So I really thank to my uncle that he showed me right way, that you are distracting from your studies, you are distracting from your goals, and you are going in the wrong way.
So everyone loves to enjoy success, like everyone wants to get successful, but sometimes people don't like to do that hard work, don't like to get that failures before that success. So how to be focused for your main goal, for good results in the examination or to achieve anything in your life?
Right. So means if you are a positive person and you are getting failures, so one side it can be that you are a overconfidence person, or you are getting over smart in that work, then also you will get the failures, right? So don't try to be that rude person at that time. If you are positive, become a humble person, try to solve another person problems also, right? So from that all you will get a positive, you will get the positive vibes also, and you will become more positive person.
Okay, so who plays a very major role in your life for you to being positive? Like, who is your main inspiration that you thought of that person and you're like, I have to do this task?
In my life, my role model of a positivity is my father, because before 2-3 years he was in very big problem. He has taken a loan from bank also, from our family person. So he was in big trouble because the income was not that much and we have to pay the money, right? So my father is my role model for that, for the positivity, because he dealt with that problems along, and he taught me also that how to deal with the negative vibes or failures or anything, right? So he taught me that just think positive, so the result will also in the positive manner only.
So do you think like believing in something powerful, believing in our parents or believing in our role model really helps to get to the success?
Yes, yes, absolutely. If you are think about your role model, if you walk on the way of your role model, means like the way he works, like the way he deals with the problems or anything, just follow. If you follow your role model, you should also step into the way, and you should follow the ethics of your role model. You should learn the way he is dealing with that problems. Learn the way that he is a positive person, how he is a positive person, what the failures he crossed, what the barrier he crossed, and he came in that success in the success manner. So just follow your role model and just try to be a role model.
So sometimes we get distracted from our goal, from our being to success, from what we have to achieve. Sometimes we get distracted from that thing, and that really leads us to failure and negativity, and you know what happens after negativity. So how to just keep ourselves on track for being positive and for to achieve our successfulness?
See, though, in life one age is there that you will absolutely distracted from your goals. That the means if you are on the wrong way or you are going to the wrong way, so you are not knowing that I am on the wrong way or what I am doing. Just the person who is caring for you, he knows that you are going on the wrong way, and he will pull back. He will try to pull back you, and he will definitely show the way which is beneficial for you.
And if we don't have that person, if we don't have that positive person, if we don't have any kind of role model who motivates us and who pulls us back from this kind of wrong things, what a individual person can do for himself?
A individual person can do anything for their self, because see, in everyone's life there is a person who is caring for them.
There can be a situation where if a person have this kind of person, but in any condition or in any situation, if any person is completely alone and he just have negative people around him, how can he deal with himself?
So if he is in the wrong way, okay, so he will get the stroke, then only he will get back on the right way. Okay, or if he is alone, he is seeing the world, that how the world is dealing with them, so he will automatically come in on the right track.
So as we know, like being positive is very first step for getting success. So do you think that if any person is not positive, he or she has a negative attitude, but he has that stamina, he has that power, and he has everything to do get success, only thing that he is negative, so he can get success or not?
He will get success, but he will not get that peace or that shanti, we can say in Hindi, that he will not get any kind of happiness. So,
as you say, like it will be temporary success, right?
Yeah.
So like success is not just about getting lots of money, just it's not getting about being on high post of any company, right?
Yes. Sorry, what you told at last?
I said like it is not all about money, it is not all about positions of getting money and all this stuff.
Yes, you are right that everything is not the happiness or a success. If you are a negative person and you are getting success, so don't think that you are a person that you are smart, or you are a person that kind of what we can say, wait a minute, I'm not getting that word, but if you are negative person and you are getting success, so just don't overconfident on that, right? It will be the temporary success. Just try to become positive, because negative is not a thing that helps in your life or in your future.
So as we know, like success and failure are both important parts of life, but why positivity, like why positive attitude is very important in our life?
From the positive attitude, we will get the success, right? It's definitely that success will comes to you if you are positive person. But in many ways, that if you are if you are studying and you are talking with any elder person, so that shows that how you are positive in anything, how you are dealing with any problem. It shows from your nature only that positivity is shining on your face, that you are a positive person.
So a part of getting success, what helps, like what being positive really helps us to grow up in our life?
Yeah, positivity helps us to grow. Means from positivity, the person will get mature. He will get know that what the things is going on around his or her. He will get to know that the what situation of a world is going through, that world in the world, that how negative persons are there, how much positive persons are there. So from positivity, if he is a positive person or if he is not a positive person, then also he will get positive vibes from outside or from surrounding, and he will be a positive person. And he will get the positive vibes.
So as you said, like it's very important to live around positive people, right?
Yes.
So can you describe like what is the master tip to get to being positive for getting success? Like as you previously said that you have to do the things which you really like, you have to stay calm, you have to be humble, you have to be just focused on your work. But what is the main master tip? What is the main master tip you can really use for being positive in critical situations?
I was sharing my one case or one situation when I was in 12th standard. The practical subjects, means statistics and accounts, was very hard for me. Yeah, in theory I was good, but the practical subject I was not. So I was not getting solution from for that. So my friends, yes, they helped me. But when I was sitting individual and I was not getting a solution, or I was troubled. So I just walk in my stoop, means in balcony, and I just sit and I just listen instrumental music. So from that also I am getting solution. Right, so master tip from my side is just be just sit in a peaceful nature or in a calm nature, in the fresh air, so you will get the positive vibes.
So master tip is to just go and sit in calm or any neutral place, and you have to just be focused, and you just have to stop the flows of all negative thinking, and just you have to give a rest to your mind for getting positive, right?
Yes, true.
So Hemant, after getting success, like still positivity plays an important role in our life, or it is limited to success only?
No, positivity is a factor of my success, but positivity is playing a wider role in my life, because now I'm pursuing for my IELTS, so in that also is helping me a lot. Positive vibes are helping me a lot, and for that I'm getting confidence that I can pass out my IELTS exam. I will get good bands, and surely I will move out of India for further studies.
And did you ever felt nervousness, or you ever get scared to attempt any move for your success in any field of your life?
Yeah, sure. Every person will be nervous when he is stepping out, because nervous is the factor that every person can Nervous is a factor that person will get when he is on the success way or when he is going to achieve any goal. But from positivity, he will get a confidence, a good confidence that he will not be nervous and he will surely and he will move freely.
So do you think that to getting scared for making any wrong move to achieve anything, is that right? Like should we get scared on every point of our life, like if I'll do this, might this can be wrong?
No, we don't have to be scared when we are doing a good work. The person who is caring, the person is doing a wrong work.
But sometimes if we are doing good work, if we are doing something very good, something very motivating and it's really cool, but we are scared, we are afraid of failing our task, and sometimes we just don't do anything in that scaredness.
So we can't say it's scaring or is caring, it's scaredness, but we can say it's a nervousness that that person is thinking that if he is doing he will move on, the work will not give a good result. So from my point of view, he or she can think about positive vibes, can think about good confidence, and he can step into the work and he will get the success.
And how can we see all the things like positivity, failure, happiness, sadness, all our grief moments with one positive thinking without just distracting our mind into wrong ways, like thinking negativity?
See, these failures, positivity, negativity, it's all the life parts. Every person has to go through from this lifestyle or from this life barriers, right? But after this all things, person surely become positive. He can do work with positive vibes, right? So person should be the person should think good, right? So positivity helps in the success.
You explained us very clearly and very interestingly, and that was very correct, and your ideas were totally amazing. But what will the final message you like to give our audience for being positive? And just to explain in very brief manner that positivity is very first step if you want to achieve success.
See, in a brief manner, a person should don't think about stepping back or give up, but just he or she can think about good things, right? So if he or she is getting failure, the person should think good, talk with the person who is best for him or her. So definitely they will get the solution, and by the nature also they can pursue the success.
And that was completely beautiful, and it's a very true message. So this was our session of positivity is very first step to get success, and I'm very thankful that Hemant joined us and shared his all past experience and shared his solution to us. So Hemant, what would you can you share your experience with your this first podcast?
I have not done before this, so my experience was good enough with you, Devin. So surely I like to work ahead also. So any kind of help I can give you.
Okay, so this audience, these people are all ours. So what kind of personal message, like personal message from heart to heart, who are suffering from any pain, who are suffering from negativity, who are suffering from any depression things, and they are just pressured with some negative people around them. So what you would like to tell them from your heart?
See, every person having some problem in their lives, right? So from my side or from doctor side, the one thing is best that laughter is a curing medicine, right? So how much the person will laugh, he will get cured quickly, he will get the solution of that problem, he can cross that barrier, right? And how much person will be positive, or he will get the positive vibes from surrounding, surely he will be successful person in their lives.
So thank you so much for listening us, and yeah, it was a very amazing experience with my friend Hemant. So just try to share with everyone, and if you like this one, share with your friends, share with anyone you want. And if you are feeling like if you are feeling negative and you want to share something, if you want a solution, and of any kind of solution, if you want, just text me on my Instagram page, and it will be on I'll mention the name in description. Okay, so thank you so much again, and be positive, you are champion, so don't give up. Okay, never give up, and remember, if you want to get success, you have to be positive, never give up ever, because failure is a part of life. And yeah, thank you so much.